Why Country Club Chaplaincy Matters, Presence, Privacy, and the Hidden Parish. Hi, I am Haley, the Christian Leaders Institute Synthesia presenter. We are grateful to our researchers and the tools of AI to make this course available to you. These free courses are made possible by the generosity of users like you who support this mission through donations, purchase of official credentials, subscriptions, and the purchases of Christian Leaders lifestyle products through our Christian Leaders store. What is great about this model is that everyone gets to study free of charge. Frankly, many have nothing to offer except themselves to be an ambassador for Christ. I won't mention this again. Now we go on to free training. Country Club chaplaincy matters because country club life is not spiritually empty life. It is human life gathered in a particular kind of parish. People often think of country clubs mainly in terms of recreation, meals, events, golf, tennis, business relationships, or social rhythm. But chaplaincy looks deeper. Chaplaincy sees that where people gather repeatedly, build trust, carry burdens, and experience turning points in life, real ministry opportunities are already present. That is why this setting matters. In country club communities, people often bring their full lives with them, even when they do not talk about it openly. They bring marriages under strain. They bring hidden grief. They bring aging parents, rebellious children, health scares, addiction patterns, retirement questions, work pressure, shame, loneliness, and spiritual confusion. They may appear composed, but they are still embodied souls. Public polish never tells the whole story. A country club chaplain learns to recognize the hidden parish. This does not mean the chaplain sees problems everywhere. It means the chaplain understands that human beings are never only social, professional, or recreational creatures. They are whole persons. They carry memories, wounds, hopes, habits, fears, desires, bodies, relationships, and questions about God. A polished setting does not remove human need. It often hides it more carefully. That is one reason privacy matters so much here. A country club is not the same as a local church sanctuary. It is a semi-private, relational environment. People may be friendly without giving spiritual permission. They may be open to conversation, but not open to public religious attention. They may want prayer, but only quietly. They may ask for help, but they may also fear exposure, gossip, or embarrassment. So the chaplain must learn the ministry of wise restraint. In this kind of parish, presence often comes before counsel. Listening often comes before teaching. Permission often comes before prayer. Trust often comes before deeper discipleship. The chaplain must not rush those steps. The chaplain must not act entitled to spiritual access. And yet this ministry is deeply important because suffering often breaks through social surface. A member who once joked about clergy may later ask for prayer after betrayal. A spouse who always seemed cheerful may confess deep loneliness. A staff member who never complains may quietly disclose financial stress or exhaustion. A family that looks stable at every event may suddenly face death, scandal, addiction, or collapse. When those moments come, people often do not want a performance. They want a real person, a steady person, a spiritually credible person, someone who represents a higher power presence without becoming strange, pushy, or dramatic. That is part of why study-based ordination matters so much in this parish. People may lightly mock religion at first, but they often want substance when life becomes serious. They want to know whether your faith is real. They want to know whether your credentials mean something. They want to know whether you can be trusted. Country club chaplaincy matters because hidden pain is real pain. Private suffering is still suffering. And Christ cares about people where they actually live and gather. This course will help you become more aware, more grounded, and more faithful in that calling.